Hey everyone, welcome to the Healing Hearts and Awakening Souls podcast. This is Kara, and I am doing an episode today on, it's a personal episode, as they all have been lately. I can't help but to talk about what I've been personally going through in hopes that it will support others that are on this journey that have a resonance with my message, because I feel if you resonate with my message, then it's very likely that you're here with a similar soul mission of sorts. So, and as many of you know, if you follow my podcast, if you follow me anywhere, which I haven't really been on social media very much, and that's because of this deep healing purging phase that I have been going through. But I actually want to talk about that today because I've gained some clarity around what's actually happening for us, for many of us. And so I titled this episode "For Those That Haven't Been Themselves Lately." And I know for me, it's been since the eclipse. And I don't know if that's universal, if, you know, everyone that's kind of going through this is, if the eclipse is what activated it, but I just feel like it's probably a divine timing thing. So this is what I've been hearing from people in my community, in my circle, in my audience, and amongst some of my own soul sisters, is that many of us are going through these deep healing and purging phases. But one of the characteristics that is a little bit more scary and has people alarmed in a way is this detachment from our lives. Maybe not every aspect of our lives, and I want to take that a little bit deeper, because I know for myself what this felt like was nothing was really interesting, nothing really grabbed my attention. I was losing motivation, inspiration, really my drive for my work, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit deeper, because it's not like a straight... It's not a blanket statement to say, oh, I just was no longer interested in my work. I was no longer interested in doing the things that used to bring me joy. Although that's true. But there was this sense of like, what's the point? It's almost like my consciousness got to this level where I no longer felt like I could relate to just normal people. My friends, my family, you know, other than those of you in these kinds of communities that do this kind of work, but most of you I know are not local, that you're not here in my life. So there was this disconnection that was taking place. And what I recognized, and I may have shared this already, hi Maureen, I may have shared this already, that this disconnect, this detachment is really about us at a soul level, at a energetic level, detaching more and more from the matrix, detaching more and more from our three-dimensional lives. And that doesn't mean just no longer participating or no longer being a part. It's an energetic detachment, right? So we're still in our third-dimensional lives. We're still functioning in them or trying to function in them. But there's this difference in the way that we feel about it. We're no longer as tied to it. We're no longer as attached to it. We're no longer as invested in it. Things just start to feel a little mundane. They started to feel like, what's the point? That's what I kept going back to. Now, this is just my experience, and we can all experience it in different ways. And what the way I was experiencing it isn't the way that we have to experience it. And I'm going to talk about that, you know, more towards the end, about what can we do about this space that some of us might be feeling. And then I started to hear of other people talking about the same, saying the words I kept hearing were, it's a little scary. It's a little scary, you know, especially people that do this kind of work and maybe not feeling as invested, as passionate, like just this, like, I don't like, what should I be doing? Kind of feeling like maybe they should be doing something more or something else. Or I've also been getting this feeling like I'm waiting for something, like, come on, where is it? And I don't even know what it is. So let me pause there and just share with you what I've been doing to get through this. I've been spending a lot of time in nature. I've been spending a lot of time in my garden. I've been spending more time focusing on my intentional relationships, my intentional relationships. So that's like the people that are in my life, my kids, my husband, the people that I maybe at times I want to get away from them, but I can't, right? So it really behooves me to pay attention to these relationships and to acknowledge what they're bringing up for me, acknowledge what they might be triggering for me, acknowledge where I'm not showing up in these relationships the way that I would like to, but really laser focusing on what's in front of me, what's right in front of me, and not focusing on what's going on outside of me. Now, what has made that challenging is that at the same time that I'm going through this disconnection, this detachment, I've also had to acknowledge that I'm also directly transmuting dense energies in my external world, in my life, in with the people around me, the situations around me, even the things that are happening out in the world stage, that are happening publicly, politically, all those things. I'm actually feeling those energies very strongly, and I have had to acknowledge how powerful I am. And this is part of this process, is about acknowledging who we really are, what we're really doing, and that we're doing that work no matter what it is we are, no matter what it looks like we're doing, no matter if we have a business or if we're, accomplishing XYZ, or if we're successful in the way that success would be labeled or detailed out. And even if we don't look successful to others, I think about like, what other people might think if they saw what my day looks like when I'm just literally sitting in my garden. And I've had other people sharing that with me. Like, I feel guilty. I want to judge myself. I don't feel like I'm doing enough. I feel like I should be doing more in my service work. And these are some of the common themes that I'm recognizing. So what I've come to realize is that first of all of these thoughts, if you're feeling this in-betweenness, this voidness, this disconnectedness, this detachment, and or a greater sensitivity to the things around you, and really being more sensitive to people's thoughts and feelings and energies, all of that is important. All of it is important to pay attention to. So while I'm going to say, it's all okay, and we're right where we need to be, at the same time, I'm also saying these are the messages, these are the gifts, these are the little, things that you want to pay attention to, because that's where you still want to do your healing, clearing, and purging work. And the reason that this is happening this way and we're getting detached from the 3D is because it actually forces us in a way. When we detach more energetically from the three-dimensional world, from those things that used to give us joy and passion, they also serve to distract us in a way from being able to do this deeper work, right? They actually, like to go out and have a fun night with friends, or to go out and do this, there's nothing wrong with those things at all. But they often do end up distracting us from this deeper work. And right now, this deeper work is where some of us, and many of us that would resonate with my message, need to be, because we are being prepared. And this is important. We're being prepared for the next step. We're being prepared for the work that we came here to do. And that is a really important statement. We're being prepared for the work that we came here to do. So it might feel like I'm supposed to be doing something and I'm not doing it yet. Correct. And that's okay. You're still right where you need to be. You might feel like something's coming. You might feel like you're in waiting. You might feel like you should be doing more, but you shouldn't. What you need to do is keep coming inward, keep coming inward, keep coming inward. And keep releasing judgment. Anytime that we are thinking, I should be doing this, I should be doing that, I should be doing more of this, I should be doing less of that, anytime that we are in that thought process, that mental process, that is showing us where we are still buying into third-dimensional matrix programming. That is a third-dimensional matrix program. What should I eat? How should I show up? How should I parent? How should I meditate? How long should I meditate? What physical exercise should I be doing? How should I be I don't know, anything, anything. These are all third dimensional programs. So we're in this very deep, dense soup of low vibrational energies because, well, we all are, but we're sensitive to it, so we're aware of it. And it's getting, it's on one hand, it is getting, in the big picture, it's getting better, but in the tunnel vision of the human perspective, it might feel like it's getting worse because as things continue to progress and happen externally, you know, Supreme Court rulings, pandemics, you know, all kinds of political unrest, whatever it is, losing people in our actual lives, losing loved ones because people are checking out. People are checking out that either cannot release the low vibrational energies that they need to release in order to continue to exist on this physical plane, and likely it's probably both. They had a soul contract not to go any further, not to actually be part of this progression up to a certain, like they came here to experience it up to a certain point, and their soul never intended to continue. Many people are losing people and that has an impact, right? It has an impact on us, not only in our physical lives, but spiritually as well. Cause it feels like a personal attack often when we lose someone close to us or when something happens that just shakes our foundation and we have to question why? Okay. I don't want to get distracted. There's so many things I can say. So, we are being prepared. We are laying the foundation for clearing out our physical vessels of density. Mostly this means dense emotions and patterns and behaviors, mental, emotional, energetic, shadow aspects within us, more so than physical, like food, like, you know, eating clean and stuff like that. Although that definitely, definitely helps once you're ready for it. But the initial work is about the inner work, the healing work, clearing your, you know, facing your demons, accepting yourself, learning how to love yourself, which is really fucking hard, really hard. And releasing this programming that is so ingrained in the human journey. We all are still working through so much programming that may have kept us feeling safe on the human journey, but is not needed as we work to raise our frequency and start to exist in the higher dimensions. It's funny because our soul's desire for the human journey to expand into the higher dimensions. Hi, Patty. Oh my gosh, so good to see you. Our soul desires to advance into these higher dimensions, but our human and our ego are desperately trying to hang on to the old way because it's just scared, and that's totally normal. But we really have to honor the fact that we're all doing things in our lives. And this is what, if any of you read the newsletter that I sent out yesterday, was all about cognitive dissonance. I talked about politics, which had me a nervous wreck the rest of the day because I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I said all of that. I hope no one took it the wrong way. But I also received the guidance that it doesn't matter how people take it. They need to hear it, whether they could accept it or not. I'm just planting seeds and it had to be put out there. But the cognitive dissonance is one of the things that really keeps us from moving forward in our healing journeys because we get stuck in the old programming. So for those that might be feeling this right now, I know, for example, for myself, my programming keeps telling me that I'm not doing enough in my business and in my work, that I should be doing more. It will also tell me that I'm not exercising enough, that I'm, you know, I am on a detox, so at least I know I'm eating all right. But our brain has all of these ways of kind of bringing us right back down and being like, no, you need to be down here and we need to be worried about this, that, and the other thing. And it just keeps us in that same mental loop, thinking about ourselves and the world and the people around us in the same way. I miss you too, Patty. So really allowing ourselves permission to release that programming. And it's scary, and it feels like it is ego death, and ego death is absolutely terrifying, and it makes us feel like we're free falling, and it makes us feel like we don't have any idea which way is up or down, and we don't know which way we're going. And again, a lot of us have been going in and out of these experiences like this and really questioning, what am I doing? What should I be doing? Again, because deep down, we are that intuitive that we know we're here for a huge purpose. But our programming is getting in the way, telling us that we're supposed to be doing it now, and we're not. We are in the dress rehearsal phase. We are in the practice phase. What we are doing right now, for those that resonate with this, we are going through a mass recalibration of our nervous system, which happens as we are energetically being detached from the external world, from the matrix, from the 3D. As that happens energetically, and that happens simply because the vibrations are raising on the planet, these energies are coming in, and our soul knows what to do, our higher self knows what to do, and this isn't happening consciously for most of us, but it's saying, okay, it's time for you to step back a little more, and step back a little more, and step back a little more. Recognize where you're taking on too much. Recognize where you don't have boundaries. Recognize where you're a people pleaser. Recognize where you have cognitive dissonance. Recognize where you're showing up in a way that is not in alignment with what you say you want to be, do, or have. These are our blind spots, and we all have them, and we're all doing them. And this is the process of going inward more and more and more and more and more, so that we can keep identifying these things and very gently and lovingly tending to them, healing them and clearing them, and eventually releasing them when we're ready, when we've acknowledged them and we've spent a little time with them and we've honored them for what they have taught us and for the parts of our journey that they were there with us. And then when we're ready, we get to release them. And it's a process. And sometimes we even go back and forth and back and forth. And this is all part of the process. I had this vision the other day of like a trapeze artist and how they kind of like have to pump back and forth before they finally take that leap. And I feel like that's what we're doing. We're like pumping back and forth. And sometimes we're like, okay, I'm ready. And then we're like, no, I'm not. And we pull back. And then we feel like we're going backwards. And then we might judge ourselves. But that's where we practice the releasing of the judgment, the calming of the nervous system. If you guys know the zero point, the heart coherence, that is what you can practice to constantly bring yourself back to neutral. And that's another thing that many of us that are feeling this in between phase are doing. We're learning to be okay with being neutral, because we're so deeply programmed to constantly be in a state of chaos and worry and overwhelmed and busy and being caught up in the mind and not being able to go into the heart. So we're actually being forced through this detachment where we're no longer being excited by anything. I definitely felt a little bit of more like depression, although that's lifting a little bit as I've been coming to terms with what's actually happening. And as I've released my own judgment and as I've released my own expectations around what this should all look like, and as I've released that, that's really eased a lot of these like lower vibrational, more depressive feelings. But depression is it's been coded into me. It's my go-to place where I go when I don't feel like my life is going the way that I want it to. And so that's all being reprogrammed as well. What if it's actually okay to be sad? What if it's actually okay to sit in your feelings? What if it's actually okay to just be there? Yeah, you're welcome. Releasing judgment, coming back home to ourselves over and over and over and over and over again. Every time we catch ourselves saying, but except here, I should be doing this, or it should look like that, or I should be doing more. No, we let that go too. And it's not that we always are afraid that if we let go of all that stuff, that we'll never grow or expand. But it's the opposite. All that judgment, all that friction, all that harshness, all that contracting of the energy is what's keeping us down. So I feel like I went all over the place and there are so many things that I can share. All right. So releasing this judgment, letting it go, allowing ourselves to be neutral. Again, okay, that's where I was going. We are practicing, because in the space of neutrality, We have to practice clearing our nervous system of all the trauma that makes us want to freak out when we're actually in a place of neutrality. Like if there's really nothing going on, right? How many of us can actually just sit and be in a state of peace no matter what's going on around us? Probably not many of us. We'll find something to worry about, something to get anxious about. So that's okay. Follow your train of thought. Follow that thread. That is actually a gift. That's actually like the trail of breadcrumbs to follow, to be like, oh, okay. And we can follow it right to the root if we're open and willing enough and we can stay neutral. Most of us can't, and that's okay. It's a process and a practice. But we're learning to recalibrate to a state of neutrality. And it feels wrong to us because we've been taught, partially this is the spiritual community's fault. I don't like to place blame on anyone or anything, but you know, with all the talk of manifestation and higher vibration and positivity, we've kind of created this illusion that we shouldn't be negative, we should only be positive, when actually what we should really be working towards is neutrality, because it's actually easier to be up or to be down. It's actually harder to stay balanced in the zero point space, and the now moment, the present moment, the zero point space, and to actually be neutral. This is when we can actually access this, I'm going to say this, but I say this in a very general sense because I don't know that we actually can access the true vibration of unconditional divine love at this time. Maybe we can, I don't know. But when we are practicing that state of neutrality, that's why I teach zero point in all of my programs and all of my courses. When we activate that zero point, we practice it over and over and over and over and over. That is a state of neutrality. That is the point of all creation. That's where we manifest from. We have to be able to access that neutral space before we can access, you know, trying to manifest something in a higher vibrational space. I'm going to be doing more on manifestation because I've been getting a lot of downloads around that and how we've kind of been doing it in a misguided way, even myself. So we are being prepared. All of this practicing neutrality, because in the space of neutrality, this is where it's easier for us to see what needs to heal, what needs to clear, what is at the root, what's going on. It's easier for us when we practice neutrality, it's easier for us to spot our triggers and to just identify them as, again, the breadcrumbs that can lead us along our healing journey, that give us the clues. But we have to release the judgment around it. Because if we judge it and we're like, oh, no, I can't feel that or think that because I thought I cleared that and I healed that and I should be further along and it should look different and I shouldn't still be here. Now we're just wasting all of our time and energy over there thinking all those things instead of following the breadcrumbs and just healing and connecting to the painful trauma programming thing, the lower vibrational thing that we're all here to help clear and release. And move this energy. So a lot of us are in a really dense space, but it's beautiful and it's divine and it's right where we need to be. We've done a lot of work, ideally, so that we could handle this space, so that we could handle being here, so that we can release it, so that we can move through it, so that we can help hold space for others to move through it. And that's what we are doing in this Cosmic Souls community. If you want to learn more about it, I'll pin a link in there. You can look closer at what we're doing in there. This month we're going to start holding heart coherent meditations, group meditations to practice bringing our energies together to activate this zero point field even more and then to connect into it more. Because I believe not only is that the path for our own healing, but that's also going to help us practice what we're here to do as light workers and way showers to eventually be able to hold that space for the entire collective. And who knows when we'll be doing that. But I do believe strongly, based on what I've been feeling and what other just beautiful, powerful, incredible healers in my community space and in my audience and in my life that I love dearly, the visions that they've been having and sharing with me. So again, nothing has gone wrong. but it feels scary because it goes so against the programming. This is the most powerful. We all have traumas that we have to work through, but it's the programming right now that I feel like is holding a lot of us up. The programming that it should be looking different, or we should be farther along, we should be doing more, all the things I've already said. It's that programming telling us that anything is wrong that's getting in our way. The more that I release that judgment for myself, the more the higher messages come through that tell me exactly what's going on, exactly what I'm doing, and like how where I am and what I'm doing is perfect. But it's so easy to dismiss those messages. It's so easy to say, yeah, sure, from a bigger perspective, all's fine and dandy. I'm right where I need to be. Everything's happening the way it's supposed to. Everything's happening for my greater good. But no, really. And then it's so easy to fall back into the old pattern way of thinking that something's going wrong and that we need to be doing something different. This is the important piece right now. We have to break up with that programming, and we just have to be willing to surrender to whatever's showing up for us, open up our minds, be curious and loving as we tend to it, and explore it and look into it and clear it and heal it and love it and sit with it and whatever it is that we need to do. Sit and cry, be sad, be miserable, be angry, whatever needs to move through you. God, for crying out loud, for God's sake, let it move through you in a way that doesn't harm yourself or others, preferably, right? Sometimes we need to say things that might be hard to say. So practice being in the state of neutrality if you need to share something difficult with someone else. Practice being in a state of neutrality so that you don't start blaming or pointing fingers or reverting to old patterns and behaviors and that stem from old traumas. You know, that's hopefully what we've been doing is clearing enough of that or creating enough self-awareness that we can start to deal with these even more kind of dense spaces that might involve other people in a more productive and empowering way that sets us all free. Because ultimately, all of our souls desire to be free, right? And that's what this is about. It's releasing our soul, giving ourselves permission to be a soul on a human journey, which means we don't judge any part of it because it's all an experience for the all that we are, God, source, creator. The source of creation wants all the experiences, not just the ones that we deem good enough. Okay. I think that's everything I wanted to share today. I love you all so much. Maureen, I'm going to check your comment in just a second. I just want to close up the podcast. Thank you all so much for joining me, and I'm sending you all so much love. Till next time. All right. I'm going to look back at your comment, Maureen, because I'll cut this part out. I don't want to share anything that might be personal in the podcast. Okay. I've been feeling all of that. I'm strangely neutral and almost cold towards others. Yep. Not the next word. Yep. And I love that you are feeling wrapped up in the 3D. See, maybe I should have read your comment before, because that would have been good to add, because it's just about where are we being directed to go. Some of us are being directed to our 3D lives in order to, we need to follow what's coming through for us. Some of us are being directed more into our third dimensional lives because that is where the healing needs to take place. But like I said, it's almost like we'll be detaching from other things, and then we'll be kind of shown where do we need to focus? Where's the healing work? Where's the journey for us? So that makes a lot of sense. Beautiful. All right. Yeah. I don't think there's much more else to say right now, but I'm sending you all so much love. And for anyone that is not familiar with the Cosmic Souls community, that is pretty much where you can find me these days. I know I've been kind of slacking in all other social media shares. I will try to work on that, but it's just been really, it's been a challenge to, this has just been a huge kind of piece that's been circulating in my field, and it hadn't really materialized until this morning, although posting helped with that because then I got feedback from you guys. And as a manifesting generator, I need to respond to people. So that definitely helped to clarify this information that's been coming through. But for anyone that feels like they would like to have support along their journey at this time, the Cosmic Souls community is a space where we hold space for one another. You can share your journey, share your process. I'm in there with three other healers and channels. We all have different expertise and skill sets and gifts. We have an intuitive nutritionist who can dial in on what your physical body and health needs. We have someone that's, and that's Amy Kilstrom. We have Kara Busacker who does energy movement. So she, you know, moving your body to release energy, as well as astrology updates. And we have Heather Thomas who does Akashic readings, and she's done a class on past lives, and then myself in there, and we all offer classes throughout the month on different topics, giving you all an opportunity to be in our energy and to learn and to grow and to expand, and again, like I said, to come together and hold space. And I also do the group healing sessions, of course, and share the collective messages that come through. So it's growing each month. We're adding a little bit more. This is only our second month, so we're still, you know, figuring things out, but we'd love to have you in there if you feel like you need would like some more support at this time. Only $188 a month to join, so at this time. So if you're interested, please just feel free to reach out to me, private message me. Okay, sending you all so much love. Take care. Bye-bye.